track 9, and we continue with the news stories. And you may have come across this on the news during the week. Work begins on Wistman's Wood. Work has begun to double the size of one of England's last remaining temperate rainforests. The plan, which has been in the making for over 2 years, works with natural processes to expand Wistman's Wood to bring about its increased resilience and enhance the surrounding areas. Devon-based charity More Trees collected over 5,000 acorns from Wistman's Wood last Sunday after a special licence was issued from Natural England, an initial step for the plan which is due to double the size of Wistman's Wood by the early 2040s. Temperate rainforests such as Wistman's Wood are rarer than tropical rainforests. Although they once covered a fifth of the UK, all along the west coast of Britain, the habitat was largely farmed and grazed out of existence over thousands of years. Temperate rainforests now cover just 1% of the country. But these vanishingly rare habitats are some of the most biodiverse areas in Europe. The More Trees volunteers spent the day collecting the acorns, which will be taken to a nursery to germinate. The acorns, along with the rowan seeds gathered last month from the site, will stay at the nursery for 2 years before being brought back to the site and planted on the periphery of the woodland and the valley opposite. Geraint Richards, head forester at the Duchy of Cornwall and to HM The King, says Wistman's Wood is a rare survivor of the type of woodland that would have once been commonplace on Dartmoor. We're excited to see this positive action taking place to expand this special habitat and look forward to seeing the gathered acorns germinate, grow, and eventually be planted out to expand Wistman's Wood.
Specsavers prove recycling is a sight for sore eyes. An opticians in Tynmouth has helped to contribute to recycling more than 50 tonnes of glasses and eye care materials that customers have dropped off. The total has been unveiled by Specsavers Tynmouth as part of October's Recycle Week. It also marks reaching a significant milestone of recycling the equivalent of 1 million pairs of glasses at stores across the UK since the initiative began in August 2022. Teaming up with recycling experts, My Group, collection points have been available in stores for customers to recycle their unwanted specs and contact lens packaging. Sam Roberts, director, said, "A big thank you to everyone who has helped us with this recycling initiative by bringing in their eye care products for disposal. We have also contributed to such a huge overall total is brilliant, and we want to continue to recycle as much as we can to help reduce the amount of waste to landfill. Customers can drop off metal and plastic glasses and sunglasses, as well as contact lenses and accessories, including blister packs, contact lens cases and solution bottles. Unfortunately, we can't accept lens cloths or glasses cases. Once the recycling bins are full, the items are shipped to My Group's recycling plant. The glasses and contact lenses are given a second lease of life and repurposed into a wide range of items such as furniture, home and garden accessories, including benches and play park equipment. It can also be used in the building trade as a great alternative to plywood."
Kittens fighting for their lives. Helpless kittens had to fight for their life after being abandoned by their mother. An Animals in Distress volunteer found four kittens under a shed. They were stone cold when they were found, one with fencing wire stuck around its neck. The kittens were only hours old, all with the umbilical cord still attached. They were rescued and brought to the Animals in Distress centre. Unfortunately, two didn't make it. One of those who passed had major medical issues, not uncommon in these cases. However, one of the kittens who did survive, Sketcher, has been deemed a miracle kitten. Animals in Distress said little Sketcher is a fighter. He is being hand-fed every 2 hours throughout the day and night by our wonderful cattery team, who take him home with them at night to make sure he gets all his feeds. Amazingly, after 4 days, Sketcher was beginning to show promising signs. In a more recent update, Animals in Distress said Sketcher is still going strong. He's a little fighter, but it's still early days. Kittens who've had such a bad start often don't make it, especially when they have been abandoned by their mother and had no colostrum from their first feed. This leaves them with weakened immune systems and more vulnerable to infection. They explained that both kittens, Sketcher and Mew Mew, are still fighting on despite their tricky starts. The kittens are now 4 weeks old and are being fed around the clock, eating well and putting on weight. A lot of work and care is still required to keep them safe and healthy. It's a situation that must be kept under close observation. Animals in Distress has said they are running out of cotton wool pleats, which are used for toileting the kitchen kittens. They also need kitten milk, Royal Canin baby cat milk being the one they take to best, and they would be very grateful for donations. An easy way to donate is by putting supplies in the local supermarket bins, which can be found at Sainsbury's, Tesco, Morrison's, Trego Mills and Pets at Home.
Food Bank benefits from bumper harvest. HITS Food Bank is enjoying a bumper harvest with donations coming in from communities across Teignbridge. Children from Trinity School held their annual harvest festival in aid of HITS, bringing in a huge donation of goods to the charity's headquarters. The students then spent the morning helping volunteers mark up the stock and make up food parcels. A HITS spokesman said, "Thank you so much. You all did an excellent job and should be very proud of yourselves." Youngsters at Abbotsbury Primary School also donated produce from their harvest event. The spokesman said, "What a wonderful haul. It will certainly go a long way to helping our families in need. Thank you all. You're very generous." Villagers in Denbury have also been thanked for their efforts to support HITS. The village has contributed its donations from Harvest Festival to the charity. And the charity also received donations from Finlake Riding Centre in Chudley. There was a huge donation of produce collected from its annual charity event.
More people had a car stolen in Devon and Cornwall this year than a year ago, new figures show. A motoring group has called the rise in vehicle crimes worrying for everyone. New figures from the Home Office show Devon and Cornwall Police recorded 1,487 crimes of theft or unauthorised taking of a motor vehicle this year, up 40% from 1,060 thefts the year before. This was also a rise from the same period 5 years ago, when 1,110 such crimes were registered. The AA said the jump in car thefts is a cause for concern. Gus Park, Managing Director for AA Insurance Services, said these figures are in danger of getting out of control, which, if left to spiral further, will have big cost implications in terms of the impact to wider society, let alone the price policyholders pay. We urge police chiefs and crime commissioners across the country to create an action plan to crack the case. Mr. Park further suggested drivers should avoid giving miscreants an easy win, advising them to use steering wheel locks and parking in a garage where possible.
Residents need to savvy up on recycling. Residents who don't put recyclable waste into the correct bins are costing Devon nearly £4 million. The total amount spent collecting black bin waste for Devon County Council has hit £16 million, but a quarter of that could have been avoided if recyclable waste hadn't been included with household rubbish. Disposing of waste is more costly than recycling, which pushes charges up for councils. An analysis of the Devon Authority's waste showed 41% could have been recycled. Councillors at Devon Strategic Waste Authority heard that inflation had pushed the cost of waste service contracts up by 8% in the last financial year and 13% in the current one. Wendy Barrett, the county's waste manager, said Devon is set to have the second best recycling rates of any authority nationally, and that its shared scheme has led to collective savings of £6.7 million among five district councils.